Welcome to the Cornerstone 8.5 Next Release podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to welcome back our two Cornerstone rock stars to take us through this upgrade. Josh, a technical support resource, is here to take you through some key install pieces when upgrading, and Michelle Campoli, CVT, CVPM, our Cornerstone workflow analyst, will be talking about updated workflows with some of the new features seen in this release. Josh, you're up.
Thank you, Leah, and hello, everyone. I would like to start by going over some important details prior to starting the upgrade. If you are on Cornerstone 8.2 or higher, you are able to upgrade to 8.5 Next. Something to keep in mind is that if you are not yet on 8.3 Next, the upgrade may take additional time as we have upgraded our database to improve performance. If you have the diagnostic imaging module for IDEX equipment or to integrate with a third-party imaging system, PACS will be installed on the server and all six stations if it has not already been installed by an earlier version. When looking at the operating systems on your computer, we want to make sure you're using the ones that work the best with Cornerstone. Windows XP and Server 2003 were not tested for performance with Cornerstone 8.5 Next since it is no longer supported by Microsoft. Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10, Server 2008, and Server 2012 have been tested and approved for Cornerstone upgrades in use. Now I'd like to go over some general recommendations for all upgrades. We strongly recommend restarting the server before starting the upgrade to improve the process. Another restart will also be required after the upgrade has completed. Cornerstone upgrades and installs have been tested with specific settings. If you have purchased your equipment locally, we strongly encourage you to review documentation for your specific operating system. These can be found at idex.com/cornerstone-resources in the hardware section. As you are likely aware, Cornerstone has a database that runs on the server. So if you have any other programs that also run a database, such as QuickBooks, we recommend stopping those prior to installing, which can help prevent any conflicts during the upgrade. Unless you use Trend Micro, purchased and configured by IDEX, it would be recommended to temporarily disable your antivirus to ensure that it does not block any part of the upgrade. At this point, we're ready for the install. If you use the mobile computing module, where you check out your computer to take into the field, we always recommend syncing and undoing these mobile computers before starting the upgrade on the server. Generally, this is just a strong recommendation, but for any Cornerstone version prior to 8.3 Next, this is a requirement to prevent lost data. If you have diagnostic imaging and are upgrading to 8.5 Next, we recommend you review the 8.4 Next install materials, including listening to the 8.4 Next podcast, to see how changes in how images are now managed. Lastly, here are some steps for after the install. If PACS was installed, for those who have diagnostic imaging, be sure that you log into the server to make sure that PACS database started properly. All right, you're now ready to upgrade your workstation. We recommend that you do no more than three at a time to ensure they install at a proper speed. Once your workstations are upgraded, to ensure your signature capture devices are still talking to Cornerstone, we recommend going to Tools, Signature Capture Device on that computer, and resetting the device.
Thanks, Josh. Okay, now that 8.5 Next is on board, let's talk to some of the key areas that were updated and how these will enhance or slightly alter your workflow. And speaking to the change in the digital upgrades with 8.5 for those of you coming in before 8.4, we highly recommend that if you were on Cornerstone version 8.3 or lower, please watch the PACS 4.0 commercial that will be available on your desktop after the 8.5 upgrade. This will help you and your team navigate the new PACS program that's been installed.
For those of you using our digital imaging module, there have been some changes. You will now see a separate PACS icon on your desktop. PACS stands for Picture Archiving and Communication System, and we're going to use this to capture and manage diagnostic images, such as radiographs. Non-diagnostic images, such as scanned documents and patient pictures, you'll continue to be managing through the Cornerstone software. It is important to remember that your imaging, viewing, and image request workflow has not changed. The actual activity of image capture and viewing of images will occur in the PACS software. You'll still create image requests through special action or from the image requests and results window that you'll find on the Cornerstone toolbar. That's the one that looks like the X-ray. You can still manage image requests and results from the same toolbar icon. You can access both diagnostic and non-diagnostic images from the patient clipboard by double-clicking it. Diagnostic images will open in PACS, where your non-diagnostic images will still open in the viewer window you have been using. You'll see that these diagnostic images will display with a new red paw print icon, where non-diagnostic images will use the same image icon you are accustomed to. Capturing and viewing images can still be initiated from Cornerstone, but note that all other management must be performed through PACS. This would include new telemedicine cases and creating patient image CDs.
In 8.5 Next, you'll see updates across all of Cornerstone, including the patient clipboard, daily planner, appointment scheduler, medical notes, and inventory. There are also some new features with the VetLab Station as well. First, let's talk about the VetLab Station. With IVLS version 4.40, you now have the ability to manually enter your analysis data, such as specific gravity and collection method, on your VetLab Station. These will now be included in your UA results, whether sourced from our new SediVue DX analyzer, our UA analyzer, or a manually entered dipstick. We have enhanced the integration with your in-house IDEX analyzers to decrease lost or incorrect charges without having to specifically address those not requested results that surface from time to time, as well as reducing the number of those not requested results that would require manual resolution. So that's a win-win for all. Additionally, there's a new billing log to view all charges that were automatically billed. You can find this under the Lab Activities menu. This report is a great tool to ensure your team is following correct workflow. Now, let's point out what's new on the patient clipboard. You'll notice right away there's a new tab in the patient history area for VetConnect Plus. This tab will display your VetConnect Plus laboratory results, and they will now load more quickly without the need to locate a specific result, as the most recent results are now displayed for you. Whiteboard notes can now be set to be hidden automatically with the new default setting. The number of open patient clipboard windows per workstation is now restricted to 4 to improve Cornerstone performance and reduce random crashes. You will be prompted to close additional patient clipboard windows when the maximum number has been reached. Okay, so let's take a look at some other areas, such as the daily planner, which also has had some updates that will improve your current workflow. The diagnostics tab now correctly filters posted lab results by default date range settings that you've set up in your practice default, making your lab result management for your doctors more efficient. When reviewing completed results, the IDEX lab report tab now has a callback button. The callback tab itself will now open and display the last 7 days of open or pending callbacks rather than the current day only as you're used to seeing. No more double left arrowing. You can also modify the number of days displaying from the 7 days by going to the Daily Planner menu under your practice and workstation default. Now, let's share the exciting updates to the appointment scheduler. Improved navigation is now yours with darker grid lines and the time displaying for you when hovering over an appointment slot. And when deleting an appointment, the Add to Tickler File checkbox can be set as pre-selected, so it's easier for you to capture that information for when those appointments reschedule. All right, now for the big news for medical notes and correspondence. You can now change the staff ID on a tentative document. No more having to wait to find out which doctor will see the patient before starting a medical note. In some cases, this can eliminate the need for a separate technician note that is imported into the doctor's note, a real time saver for our chartlist people. And a few technical bulletins, if you will. You can now run QuickBooks 2016 on the same workstation as Cornerstone 8.5 Next, as well as our Gmail users will be happy to know you can now select Transport Layer Security Protocol under the email settings, which are found under Controls, Default, Settings on your menu bar. And as always, a little something for my inventory people. The only slight workflow change of note is you can receive from either the order list or the receipt list, and the quantity on hand will update correctly. And a few other improvements for you. Our purchasing work list will now display your want list items in the buy unit of measure, as well as show want list items for multiple stock locations for our multiple location inventory users. You can also now enter a buy barcode for an item setup with a 1-to-1 ratio. And last but not least, IDEX is now listed as a vendor on the practice account setup window. If you haven't realized by now, this release is chock full of enhancement requests that are now a reality. Other areas that have enhancements include controlled substance reporting and export, additional security default options, an updated web links menu, and more. Make sure to read the What's New release note, as well as check out the F1 help menu to learn all about the great new features now available in 8.5 Next.
Thanks so much, Josh and Michelle, for the 8.5 Next Cornerstone Upgrade podcast. And for the audience, thanks so much for joining us. Please make sure to utilize the wealth of resources available to you at the Cornerstone resource page found at www.idex.com/cornerstone-resources. And check out the great free continuing education like snippets and recorded webinars at the IDEX Learning Center at www.idexlearningcenter.com. Happy upgrading!